So, have you ever taken a brisk walk? You know, like a power walk, like a speed walk, like race walking? Supposedly, that's a really good thing for you. I think it was philosopher, what was his name? Michael Palidorus, who once said that he thought that speed walking was kind of like the kid that was asked not to run around at the pool, you know? Bertram, no running! I've tried the whole speed walk thing, but it doesn't work with me. There's something about it. It just doesn't mesh. Because see, when I'm doing it in the morning, I mean, I'm working it. I'm trying to go. But the whole time, my Dubai chocolate iced coffee with extra s'mores and cookie dough, it spills everywhere. Can't do anything about it. Yeah, you know, even on an icy day like today, it is always an opportunity to begin again. And that's what we're doing this morning. We have a little series that we're in on Sundays called Begin Again. And the purpose of it is to try to help us have the courage and the confidence to just keep starting over. Because this is still the beginning of the year. It's the last Sunday of January. We've all had resolutions and goals. We may have gotten off track, and that's okay. It's fine. Just begin again. Just start over. And hopefully today we have a little something that will help you. Our message today, our little mini message, is called A Brisk Beginning. And we're going to be looking in the Bible at Philippians, Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. And this is what Paul says beginning in Philippians 2, verse 14. Do all things without complaining or arguments. Sure, that's easy, right? All things without complaining or arguing. You know, days like today are days when it's easy to complain, right? Easy to whine. We're stuck indoors, a lot of us not able to do some of the things we normally do. And that can create a little complaining, a little whining, especially when we're indoors with other people. That can create some arguments, right? Or maybe you don't have anybody that you live with, even if you live alone. There can still be some arguing, right? I mean, because on icy days like today, you can get stir crazy. Next thing you know, you're standing in front of the mirror arguing with yourself. Put them up, put them up, put them up. Paul says that all things, I mean, can you imagine? Just think about what you have to go through every week. Can you imagine not complaining ever, never complaining in all things? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. It's not possible for us to do that. But the picture Paul is painting here is this. As much as possible, with everything that's in you and the grace that God gives you, don't be known in your home or around town as Mr. or Mrs. Oscar the Grouch. In other words, the whole idea is that the pattern of your life would not be one of complaining. And why is that so important if you're a Christian? Why is that such a big deal if you're a Christian? Listen to what Paul says in verse 15. So that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent. So don't complain, don't argue. So that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world. All right, what do we do when an ice storm or a snowstorm is coming? We run to the store, we buy flashlights, we buy batteries, we buy candles. Hey, did y'all see the lady that says, get your muffin pan and put tea light candles in each little thing, light them, let them sit for a second, then put your skillet on top and make an egg. How about that? I'll tell you what, the power goes out. That's an excellent idea. Oh my. Look, there is always a moment during storms like this that we make sure that if the power goes out, we got a flashlight, a candle, or something. There's a whole lot of ways that the power is out around the world right now, right? More than just not having electrical power. There is a sense that when we look around the world, the power of love is out. The power of kindness, the power of forgiveness, the power of goodness, the power of sharing, caring, the power of laughing, the power of patience with meteorologists and church leaders and school leaders and political leaders and law enforcement as they try to make the best decisions they can with crazy weather. Yeah, there's a lot of different power outages in the world today. And what Paul's saying is, hey, if we're going to be professing Christians, let's be people that, as much as we can, we bring some light into those power outages. But he's not talking about flashlights and tea light candles. It's a completely different kind of light Paul's talking about. Here's how he describes it in verse 16. Holding firmly the word of life. Holding firmly. Some Bibles translate that as holding fast. Holding fast, like a brisk walk. You are taking light to people in the world and even taking light to yourself. Hold fast, hold firm, hold forth. During the wintertime, and really other times in the year, I have a little route, a little track inside my house here where I get my steps in. Because, you know, when it's cold outside, you can't always do your steps outside. And so what I do is I'm in this room, I'll circle in this room, go down the hall, circle around the counter in the kitchen, and come back, and I got a little figure eight. Maybe you do something like that. Maybe you have a small business or somewhere that you work that you get your steps in at lunch or before everybody comes in or something like that. And in those times, what are you holding forth in those moments when you're walking? Well, you're holding forth kind of a goal to reach your steps, right? Well, part of what it means to be a Christian is to hold forth the word of life, hold fast the word of life, and get in some Christian steps. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to get in 9,000 Christian steps a day. 9 might be enough, right? I mean, you might get 9 things really good one day walking with the Lord. But the idea is that you're moving. There's some steps that you're taking. You're not just sitting in a chair in an ice storm, that you're still moving. And what does that mean? What are these steps that you're taking? How are you holding fast, holding forth, holding firm this word of life? What is the word of life? Well, Jesus was just about to be arrested and crucified, and he was praying for his friends right before all that happened. And this is part of what he prayed. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So eternal life is one of the best ways to describe the word of life. This eternal life, what does that mean? Well, does it mean that if Jesus has rescued and redeemed you and you've received his salvation, you are following after Jesus, that one day you will be with Jesus forever in eternity, full of satisfaction and happiness to perfection? Absolutely, that's what eternal life means. But ultimately, it actually means something a little more than that. Eternal life is knowing God through Jesus. That's the ultimate eternal life, knowing God. So do you know God? Not just do you know about God, but do you know God? Do you know the God of the Bible? Knowing the God of the Bible, it involves mentally knowing what his truth is. It involves intentionally knowing what his ways are. And then it involves practically, actively doing things that match up with his truth and his ways. In other words, eternal life is not just a place, not even primarily a place necessarily. Eternal life is a person. Eternal life is about holding fast to Jesus Christ so that you can know God. It means that in a sense, you're not clinging to money. You're not clinging to a weather report. You're not clinging to anything else. You are clinging to, holding fast to the reality of Jesus Christ. That's what you're holding on to. It means that ultimately when we go, okay, here's what matters the most. Here's my ultimate source of joy and satisfaction and even motivation. It's Jesus. It's not money. It's not your team. It's not your family. It's not your friends. All those things are great. But the motivation ultimately is to know and be known by Jesus. Somebody said this once, the highest blessing is to know God's gracious fellowship. That's a cool phrase, because here's the deal. Today, you're watching me now because we're not having our together fellowship. We're not gathering together. That fellowship is a huge blessing. But the biggest blessing, the most satisfying blessing, is to know God's gracious fellowship, to be in fellowship, in relationship with God. And the only person who makes that possible is Jesus, the Word of Life, the eternal life, so to speak. Jesus is the only one who can make that fellowship, that blessing with God possible. There is no other substitute. It is only Jesus. So we would say Jesus is the Word of Life in a sense. Jesus is eternal life. Jesus is life. So when the storms of life come, when things get off track, when we get off track with our resolutions and our goals, we can remember this. We can just take a brisk walk with Jesus. Now, does that mean we go find some guy with a great beard and a tunic to go power walk with? No. It means that we start remembering again. We begin again to remember all over again, even if we forgot 5 minutes ago. Oh yeah, hey, Dow, I know everything's falling apart. I know everything feels impossible right now. But Dow, Jesus loved you and gave himself up for you. And we begin to put that forth in front of us. We begin to hold fast to that. We begin to remind ourselves that the highest, greatest blessing is fellowship with God. And Jesus is the only one that makes that happen. There is no substitute, only Jesus. But you may be sitting there going, hey, what if I can't take a brisk walk? What if I can't get my steps in walking around the house or walking around work or the mall or doing a Prancercise video on YouTube? You know, what if I can't do the steps? Lydia Brownback has a really powerful, simple thought about this feeling or this reality when we feel like we can't or physically can't take a brisk walk with Jesus. This is what she said. Warm weather and longer days, some of you are longing for that today. Warm weather and longer days, we're eager to get outdoors and breathe in spring. There's nothing like fresh air and sunshine to strengthen our winter weary spirits. But the reality of our routine so often limits those refreshing hours. When confined to a house, an office, a car, some of us a bed, brisk walks in the sunshine are luxury, right? I mean, those are realities. We're at work, we're at school, maybe we're sick, maybe we are in a facility where we can't get up and walk. I mean, there are so many different moments in the life of every human being. And this is what Lydia says. How wonderful that in Christ, refreshment is ours indoors or out, at work or in the car line, and even on a sick bed. In other words, part of what it means to be in Christ is there is no limit to how much brisk walking we can take with Jesus. We are not kept from walking with Christ. We are not kept from holding fast to Christ. We can be refreshed no matter what's happening in our lives. And I realize sometimes we don't feel that way, but that's exactly why we're talking about this now, in the middle of an ice storm, snowstorm, in these moments where we feel like there's these things I can't do. There's something here that we can do. We can remember Jesus loved us and gave himself up for us. We can remember Jesus makes it possible for us to have fellowship with God. Whether it's ice or snow or heat or rain or the gloom of night or any other storm in life, there is no limit to what we have in Jesus. My friend Grace just turned 102. She's probably watching this live stream now, maybe even on her Apple Watch or on her smart TV. But she's one of the wisest, most humble, most encouraging, most Christ-loving people I've ever been around. And one thing she has told me over the last couple of decades, and for those of you out on Avenue, I probably have shared this before, is she kind of lives by a rule, and the rule goes something like this. I do what I can do, and I don't worry about what I can't do. Now, Is that the key to making it to past 100 years old? I don't know, maybe. There's another lady that drinks 15 Dr. Peppers a day, and I think she's made it to 100, so who knows? But the reality is the picture is very clear. There are some things that we can do, even when there's some things we can't do. And here's one thing we can always do. We can always take a brisk walk with Jesus. Always. We can always hold fast to him, always hold firm, always hold him forth in front of us when we feel completely discouraged. And there is no storm in the weather, and there is no storm in life that can ever change the power of what we have in Christ. This is what it means to be a believer. It's not just religion. It's not just denomination. It is fellowship with the one true God and a relationship with his Son. There is no end to how much refreshment we can find with Jesus. Last Sunday, I threw out a phrase that I want us to kind of tattoo on our brain, something that I think is really good, and it's simply this, that the process to progress is presence, meaning we can keep walking with Christ. We can keep holding fast to him. We can keep staying in his presence, even when we're in the presence of chaos, when we're in the presence of stress and anxiety and worry and fear and frustration and complaining and arguing, all of those things, in that moment, we can still be in the presence of Christ by simply remembering what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. The power of those things never change. Those are powers that never go out. What'd Buddy say? Buddy the Elf said what? He said, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is to sing loud for all to hear. It's pretty good advice from Buddy. See, when we look at this, we go, oh, wait a minute. The best way for me to spread cheer to me and to others in an ice storm or any other storm is to remember that Jesus is life, to hold fast to him, to remember that he is our refreshment, whether we're indoors or whether we're outdoors, whether it's a storm or whether all is good. There is nothing that ever takes away the power and the impact of what it means to be refreshed by the reality that you have been rescued and redeemed and received the Son of God. That is always refreshing. Sing that loud for all to hear. And maybe more importantly, be sure to sing that loud for you to hear. Stay safe, stay warm, hold fast.